TV, radio, and internet are overloaded with propositions to get away and to move about the country. But none of them propose the excitement of moving about another country, and certainly none to explore and hunt in that country. Well, Crusade Channel fans, say hello to our friend JD and JD African Safaris. JD can custom tailor an African safari tour just for you. Or you can take advantage of this amazing deal. 7 days hunting in the beautiful Eastern Cape of South Africa that includes trophy hunting for blesbok, impala, springbok, warthog, wildebeest, or zebra. Total cost for Crusade Channel listeners and their friends, $4,650. You can't get that deal anywhere. Includes guide, meals, skinning, drinks, lodging, airport pickup, and drop-off from Port Elizabeth. Does not include airfare or taxidermy or freight return of trophies. To reserve your JD African Safari today, call JD at 855-GET-KUDU. That's 855-438-5838. Or go to jdafricanhuntingsafaris.com. You can also see JD African Safaris page at veritasradionetwork.com. JD African Safaris. Now, it is also possible, and let's not forget, mm-hmm. that Donald Trump is an extraordinarily successful businessman. As a matter of fact, let's...
So that's a pretty sad story. And I will say this, and I say this to you very strongly. If short-circuit Hillary Clinton ever gets elected, it's only going to be worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to be 4 more years of Obama, but it'll be worse.
He just called her short-circuit Hillary Clinton. So,
I think the way he introduces these subliminal messages.
Short-circuit.
Stop thinking her as a granny who falls over all the time.
I think, though, because of his success in business and because he's had to make so many deals with so many people, that he's willing to make a deal that really has no bearing or meaning or very much meaning to it. You want my endorsement of Ryan? Okay, all right. I'll give it to you. I'm not going to actually say it. I won't say it. But I'll give it to you. Go ahead and write it down. Go ahead and say it. Tell everybody. That's fine.
But
that's
Ryan's going to be an impediment if he does, if he does get elected.
Well, imagine this, though, Ilana, because he, as you just pointed out, and I believe it, and Mark believes it, and Kevin Gutzman believes it. We all believe it. We all know it. Constitution is dead. It's a dead letter. And the limitations on the presidency that the Constitution imposed are dead. You stick a Donald Trump in there with what has gone before, with the atrocities that have been executed by Pappy Bush and Bill Clinton and then George W. Bush and certainly by Obama here, as you said, a benevolent authoritarian. He's going to take advantage of that power that has been left to him where he thinks it's appropriate. He's not going to need Ryan.
And the other thread throughout my book is that in the age of unconstitutional government, Democratic and Republican, the best liberty lovers can hope to look to is action and counteraction, force and counterforce in the service of liberty. And what I expect from him to sit down and start nullifying.
I'd love to see him sit down and start nullifying.
Nullifying those reams of laws, be they Bush's laws or Barack Obama's laws.
844-527-8723 is our telephone number. If you'd like to be on the program, Ilana Mercer is with us. And as you heard, she writes at ilanamercer.com and at townhall.com. And we would love to publish your posts, your pieces at mikechurch.com.
And, oh, I'd love that. Well, weekly.
You can work. You can count on it. I want to get into some more destruction, though. Okay.
Creative destruction.
Yeah. So creative destruction, can you just give us a summary of what creative destruction is?
Well, this man has been tossing and goring all the elements of this political system. You know, he has them in Brownian motion. They're oscillating like never before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether it's the media, all the people that control the intellectual means of production, think tanks, the establishment wise men like Chucky Krauthammer, you know, they're all hopping mad. And the posier conservative complex, these oligenous, slick media type, the big money, they've all worked together to advance a great government, a grand government that works for them, national and transnational. It aggrandizes them, but it diminishes us. And this is what he's attacked, intuitively, because he's not of them and he's not for them. So you have this alphabet soup of acronyms of they all stand for statism, whereas RNC, DNC, NRO, NATO, and Trump is just acting, I have this metaphor also threaded throughout the book, and he's acting like a political Samson that threatens to bring this den of iniquity crashing down on its patrons. And this is extremely threatening, and you can see them circling the wagons, whether it's CNN and Fox News, too. Constant barrage of anti-Trump. So only in the last week, what did we have? We had the media collective, which I really thought was this mythical monster dying slowly and joining his ranks, hopping on the Trump train, as they call it.
Right.
They went from, you know, malfunctioning to mad, from dishonest to deranged. So you had someone scale the Trump Tower where his son and wife live, hardly an innocuous thing, compared to the reference to us gun owners and gun advocates who would work very hard against Hillary. That was a threat of assassination, but someone scaling the Trump Tower was not. Then you had, the Iran execution. We had someone executed who was mentioned flippantly in Hillary's emails. So that was no correlation at all.